Prediction markets proved to be a bipartisan issue in Wednesday's Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation hearing. Prediction markets are defined as financial markets on the outcomes of future events. This, according to the largest prediction market platforms, Kalshi and Polymarket, which the Senate is accusing of undermining the authority of states that outlaw gambling. While gambling is left to the states to decide, predictive markets are regulated federally by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Prediction markets have been connected to insider trading, particularly in sports. This is hurting the integrity of sports, according to Texas Republican Ted Cruz, who calls it gambling. He cited examples of gambling-related fraud in sports.
We want athletes competing on merit, but the opportunity to make money can tempt gamblers, and sometimes even athletes themselves, to guarantee a sure bet.
Other politicians on both sides of the aisle also call it gambling. Utah Republican John Curtis and California Democrat Adam Schiff have introduced two bipartisan bills on prediction markets. The first is the Prediction Markets Are Gambling Act, which seeks to prevent federally registered markets from listing sports bets, giving that power back to the states. The second, the Public Integrity in Financial Prediction Markets Act of 2026, seeks to bar federally elected officials and government employees from using insider information in their bets. Apps like Kalshi and Polymarket claim to have regulations in place to prevent insider trading, but evidence shows it is happening on their platforms, not just in sports, but in politics and more. A CNN report from March shows evidence that one single trader had made almost $1 million since 2024 by predicting U.S. and Israeli military actions against Iran with 93% accuracy. All these bets were by a single person, and they were made just hours prior to the events they predicted. The Senate unanimously passed a bill that prohibits them and their staff from insider trading, but the House of Representatives has not shown any indication they'll follow suit. Following the passage of the bill to freeze the pay of lawmakers during a government shutdown, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson seemed to ask they be allowed to trade, talking about frozen salaries that could deter people from running for Congress.
People just make a reasonable decision as a family on whether or not they can come and move to Washington, have a residence here, residence at home, and do all the things that are required. So the counterargument is, and I have some sympathy, look, at least let them like engage in some stock trading so that they can continue to take care of their family.
Aside from the trading, senators and witnesses called predictive markets addictive. Dr. Harry Levant is the director of the Gambling Policy Public Health Advocacy Institute and a former gambling addict himself. He said these companies are only growing and becoming more addictive.
There's a much broader issue here, which is how the sports leagues, including the NCAA, the owners, the players, have partnered for enormous financial gain in the billions with the gambling industry and prediction markets to sell their real-time data to the gambling industry to create something called micro-betting and its close cousins, same-game parlays and prop bets. This is what is crushing people and families, particularly young men.
President Donald Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., is an investor in Polymarket and an advisor to Kalshi. The administration has struck down two federal investigations into the platforms. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.